Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final qualifier recording of GGW8. First off, I'm going to start this one out with, where the fuck is everybody? Like, I know things in the WC are really damn slow now because Gaia just isn't frankly doing so fucking well, but really? Like, seriously? Where the fuck is everyone? It just seems like, do people care? I don't know. People are missing shit. Especially those who are in contention and in the playoffs. I would think you would want to, strut your stuff, so to speak, before we get into the shit. But maybe you're just keeping it fresh. Of course, the playoffs are prompt rounds, so God forbid keeping it fresh doesn't really fucking work. But since I only have 3 entries to get through, this is going to be, like, kind of legit. I'll start off with you, Tora, on this one. I'm mixed on your piece for this round. On one hand, I found it to fall into that predictable love essence poem. And your middle part, frankly, just bored me to no end. The one-liners. A way to lull me, but your first stanza was great, and from the "you are the silence" on until the end, I felt the power of the typical retort. I mean, you wove the words together in such a striking way. It was just sad for me to not see that intensity actually kind of carry all the way through. There's nothing wrong with, say, slowing it down in the center, but I still want to see the wordsmithing dominance maintained throughout the work. It just kind of faltered in the middle there, in my opinion, and I know you're capable of just fucking owning all kinds of ass. But I'm going to move on to Frost now, because why the hell not? This one was cute, but it just lacked the deep impact that I personally want. You score some nice fucking points here, because I honestly see this working incredibly well in that kids-type environment, and the coupling plus is that I could completely envision the 8-year-old me smiling and laughing at this as I read it, but you could still use a bit of work. The rhyme just seemed a tad off to me in a couple lines, especially in regards to the associated meter, and I think may not have been a bit of a misplaced piece on me. I'm still kind of up in the air and deciding. But it was interesting, and you certainly kept me entertained, which honestly keeps you in the game, and banked you some nice points leading into the playoffs. VOC, this was fucking awesome. It was enjoyable, entertaining, detailed, a few things that I could technically, nitpick about. Tenses. Yeah. Tenses are a thing. Subject plural. Also things. But aside from that, fucking awesome work. You absolutely won this round. I really love this piece. It was one of those, like, from the first paragraph, I was like, oh, yeah, this is probably going to be it. And then I just kept reading, and I was like, yeah, this one kind of just won. So, good for you. Nicely done. And so now I get to say the magic. First of all, despite the fact that there seemed to be fewer people around this year, this is the first time the point spread has been this close. Going into the playoffs, the spread between the GGW points leaders and the second person is a whopping 0.6 points. 0.6 of a point separate those individuals. We also have a tie for the top GGW sum between Frosten and VOC, which is pretty amazing, and also the first time that that's happened, so frankly, I'm just going to split the prize pool between you two. And if that's not enough, the spread between the AGWL points leader and the second place person is currently an astounding 1.4 points. And even the person in the third place column is, 7 points behind that. So things are definitely up in the air Certainly the playoffs are not decided, and certainly the AGOWL champion has not been decided either. And this is really the first time this has happened. Generally, the champion has pretty much established themselves by the time the playoffs come around, so it's quite interesting to see this. So, that being said, going into the playoffs, we currently have Utora, Frosted, VOC, BG, and BK. Now, normally, this is where I would say the GGW points leader gets a slot in the finals. That person has already been decided, and it's someone who already has a spot in the playoffs, so that kind of nukes that spot. It's also the time where I would say, okay, we're going to have a wild card participant, you know, to even it out. But I'll really be fucking honest with you. I'm just looking at the scoreboard, and I'm not going to give a wild card slot. It's just going to be U5. That's it. I'm really actually... I had considered giving out the wild card slot. I think there are certainly people in the contest who, over the course of the rounds, have scored enough points to warrant me giving a wild card slot. But I look at how many rounds those people have participated in, and it's like 3, 2, 1. And, I think people who really earn the wild card slot are usually those who are in it for the long haul and are at least able to finish it through to the end. And the only people who entered this round are number 1, 2, and 3. What a surprise. So I'm not going to give a wild card slot. That's it. We're done. I'll see you in the playoffs. And by the way, it's a prompt round, so I guess I have to think of something ridiculous. What should the prompt be? The prompt should be amazing. Something... amazing. I thought of something, and now it's gone. So, I'm just going to say, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies. And between now and some really soon-to-be time, I will post the prompt for the first playoff round. I will probably, maybe, change the time scale, just because it's been a day since it the last round ended, so I may adjust. But just look at the poll. There you go. That's it. So with that being said, I'm going to say it again. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.